This is Pastor Randy Barton inviting you to join Anchor Broadcasting for our 2024 Share-a-thon, February the 26th through March the 3rd. Our kickoff rally service will be Sunday night, February the 25th at 6 p.m. Share-a-thon is a unique time of worship with 22 services and all live music, but it's also the time we endeavor to raise the listener's portion of our operating budget. Sponsorship remains at $400 per day. This year, our Share-a-thon phone bank will be open on Sunday, February the 25th, from 4 to 6, and then starting Monday morning through Sunday, from 7:15 in the morning to 7 p.m. each evening. Pray that God will meet the needs of hearts, change lives, and get glory in all that's done during Share-a-thon and beyond.
This is Roger Walton with a moment from our Christian musical heritage.
Stand up for Jesus, we soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss.
George Duffield Jr. is the writer of this great hymn of the faith. The inspiration came from the funeral of a preacher named Dudley Ting. He was preaching one day at the YMCA to an estimated crowd of 5,000 men back in March of 1858. In his sermon, he preached, "I would rather this right arm were amputated at the trunk than that I should come short of my duty to you in delivering God's message." Over 1,000 men were saved that day. 2 weeks later, he got his sleeve caught in a corn thrasher and his arm was ripped off. They had to amputate his arm very close to the shoulder. It became obvious that he was not going to survive the accident. As Dudley lay dying, he looked up at his father and said, "Stand up for Jesus, Father, and tell my brethren of the ministry to stand up for Jesus." Mr. Duffield heard that testimony at the funeral of Dudley Ting and wrote, stand up for Jesus. Stand in his strength alone. The arm of flesh will fail you. You dare not trust your own. Put on the gospel armor, each piece put on with prayer. Where duty calls or danger, be never wanting there.
The crown of life shall be. He with the King of glory shall reign eternally.
A Christian Musical Heritage Moment is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.
With that familiar theme, we do welcome you to Wednesday.
You know, how do you spell Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Wednes. Yeah. Did you know, I mean, growing up when you were little, you're kind of like, well, where's the D?
Yeah.
Yeah, where is it supposed to be in there?
But it's just thrown in there to just throw you for a curve.
You know, like February.
Yeah. Yeah, with those bees, bless their heart.
Those poor Latin folks.
Yeah.
You know, trying to put all that in there. we tried to make sense of it and figure out ourselves. But anyway,
yeah,
it is a Wednesday.
All day long. And trust you're having a good day. Looking forward to being in church if your church meets on Wednesday night for prayer meeting. And we'll send out some special wishes today.
Okay.
Happy 25th wedding anniversary to Sonny and Karen Moffitt.
Happy anniversary, you guys.
Or, as my grandson calls her, Mrs. Sugarfoot.
Sugarfoot.
I have no idea,
okay.
But they love her. She comes and does story time with them, and it's a big
there
time.
You go.
Yeah.
Okay.
So happy anniversary happy to anniversary. Y'all. Also, happy birthday today to Mrs. Maureen Angel.
Yeah.
She is 90 years young
what about
today.
That? Happy birthday.
God bless you, Mrs. Angel.
Yeah.
That's Pastor Barton's mom.
Yeah.
So hope you have a wonderful day. And then also, Brother Scott Matthews.
Yeah.
Having a birthday.
Happy birthday, brother. God bless you.
Yeah, pray it is just a good day for all of you. And if you know someone else that's celebrating, let us know. We'll jump in on that and be happy to hear it. 828-577-1296 is our text line.
Yep.
And then our phone, always open at 828-884-9427.
Mm-hmm.
I was checking. We got a call. Yeah, still showing. There was an accident over on I-40. It's going to be right at exit 31.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't look to be impacting traffic, too significantly, but it's still showing a marker there.
Yeah.
And that's eastbound.
Yeah. One of our staff folks were traveling over that way, said there were about 5 highway patrol cars at that location earlier. That was about an hour ago. So maybe it's in the latter stages now.
Getting cleared up.
Yep.
Then you've got the slowdown over in the Iron Duff community. They're working on the bridges.
Yeah.
One lane each way, east and west.
Yeah.
So just sit tight and be patient.
Boy, it's tight through there, too. Mercy.
Rough, huh?
Well, last time I was through there, it was, there is a delay. Not bad now. Everybody's getting used to going slow through there. I just didn't understand why they were, their idea of merging kind of just eludes me. You know, the fact is that, they're telling everybody to stay in two lanes until you get to a sign that says merge, which is right there before you get to the, I just don't understand that.
But usually they ask you a little bit further back,
time. I guess they were trying something different because last time I was over there, everybody was trying to do it at the same time, and it just backs you up. Now, granted, one thing I think that they're looking at, too, is that you'll always have those that try to outrun the merge. That's a new coin.
Outrunning the merge.
You're going to outrun the merge.
And what
they'll do is, depending on which lane is having to be closed, they'll always shoot up that other side.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just want to straddle the line.
Yeah. I have before.
If I can get up beside a tractor trailer, I just kind of stop.
Yeah. And I've got behind some trucks that have done that. They took it in the middle of the road.
Is that being mean?
No. I don't think so. You're helping them obey the law.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's kind of like, listen, folks, if everybody's got to wait, then so do you.
Unless you've got a siren on top of your car.
Right.
Or flashers
there we go.
Are you good there? You scared me a minute. Okay.
There we go. That was not good.
I heard a hit, and you said, oh, and I was like, well.
My chair fell down. Okay. It slid down anyway.
Well, there you go.
But, we're trying to help them out. We're trying to help them slow down.
Yeah, that's it.
Help everyone out.
Yeah.
Put it that way.
And we're all going to need some help.
Okay.
And some patience.
Yeah.
And some.
You're talking about here in town?
Yeah. I'm not really sure what else we need.
Because here it comes.
Yeah. About $20.4 million.
Oh, no, we could use that for something else.
That's what it's going to go for,
Okay.
Got two-lane roundabouts coming there at 64 and 280, and then 276 and 64. So I thought that was the same place. Is that not the same place?
Okay. So 276 and 64 is what goes up.
It goes into the forest. Hendersonville.
Right.
Okay, so that's that way.
And then NC 280 and
64 goes straight, 64 right?
goes straight.
Because 280 turns into 64?
64 and 280, they become the same highway, so to speak, going toward Brevard.
Okay.
So, because I think 280 terminates right there, don't it?
I believe so.
It terminates at Pisgah Forest at that intersection, and 280 goes back toward toward the airport.
So I'm not sure how they get two out of that, but I know there's another one coming at the Walmart entrance in, what is that, Deaver Road back there?
Yeah.
But nonetheless, they say that construction on the roundabouts should be done in May of 2027.
Yay!
So we embark on a three-year journey.
Yeah.
Drivers to and from the area will start seeing a lot of activity. But DOT officials say that at least one lane will always be open in both directions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how all that's going to happen, that's going to be interesting to see.
I'd like to see. All we know is that in their previous efforts to build roundabouts in that area, there were detours.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were detours.
So let's fast forward to July.
Yeah.
Just because we can.
Yeah. There'll be detours.
That's going to be fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Oh, well.
It's going to be fun.
Good times. Let me not get started.
Good times. It's Wednesday.
I got an open mind. I'm trying to keep my mind focused on my thought for tonight. But that being said, I understand progress.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? Don't get me wrong. I love progress.
Well, and we're not against that.
I'm not against progress at all. Matter of fact, I'm glad we've come a long way since the square wheel.
Yeah.
You know?
And the horse and buggy. Not that I don't love horses.
I mean, it's great. But the thing is, you don't break what's not broken.
Yeah.
You don't have to fix what isn't broken. If you do it right the first time.
Yeah.
And I think, we're behind the curve. We certainly are. Mm. And I believe, my latest travels up and down I-26 from Hendersonville to Asheville, I think we're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel.
That's good.
Because, we're not seeing near as the, unless there's a major accident, the way they've got things shifting back and forth now, it keeps things flowing pretty good.
Yeah.
And so I think we're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. And I think they're getting ready to set that last piece in that Parkway Bridge.
I saw it on the crane.
They were getting ready to lift that thing up and put the last piece in and then tie into both ends, to the roadway. So that'll take a little longer, but the main structure.
That engineering is something to see.
So, we're seeing light.
Yeah, we are. And again, it's just, I guess, the pains of growing and increased traffic. And I know there's studies done and there has to be, legitimate data behind them making all these changes.
Yeah.
It's just a struggle sometimes,
right?
For a lot of us,
well,
to kind of get with the program on that.
I can say this, especially if it's not, for our elderly folks, it's scary. Yeah. I got my first taste of driving in a multi-lane interstate in Atlanta years ago.
Oh, bless you.
And I got my first taste of that. And say, well, this is not so, of course, a young guy, this is, it's not so bad. Yeah, now?
Six lanes of traffic running about 80.
Yeah, and that's six lanes in one direction.
Yeah.
Going about 80 miles an hour, and then now we're going to see three and some places four over here.
Yeah.
Especially near the airport, you're going to see those multiple lanes going the same direction. That's got to be mind-boggling for some. So, and then you throw in roundabouts on top of that.
And again, I am not knocking anybody, it's different. And,
Now I'm going to make a funny.
Okay.
You ever seen the hamster on the wheel?
Yeah.
Okay. I agree with 1817 here. That if we go ahead and just put one person on the center lane of the roundabout and just let them go round and round and round and round and round, then we can create electricity, and then we can power all the EVs. in our area.
Yeah.
Don't you think about it.
Yeah, there you
go.
We
could just, you know, put something in the center.
Little mill thing.
You know, yeah, yeah. Attach your arm to, you know, into the center and then just wind it up.
And put it right by the EMS station in the middle so that it's easy access for when the accidents happen. They'll be right there.
I don't know.
Moving right along. Yeah. Well, let's talk about cheese.
Oh, yeah. That's a good subject to talk about.
I love cheese. My family loves the queso fresco. It's like Mexican cheese.
Yeah.
And also cotija. I had to call and ask how to pronounce that, but it's a type of cheese.
Okay.
But the company that makes them, Rizzo Lopez Food, is recalling all of their products. And because Listeria, there have been about 26, 28 people sick. Two people have died. Mm. There's been one person in North Carolina that's gotten sick from it. Mm. But reading on about this, they've been looking into this since June of 2014.
What?
We're going on 10 years.
Trying to find the source of this Listeria?
I could not believe. I double-checked. June 2014.
Okay.
They've been back and forth. They said that they've been having the issues, the illnesses, since June of 2014. The outbreak has been investigated twice, one in 2017 and one in 2021.
Right.
But there wasn't enough data for them to do anything until just now.
Okay.
So Rizzo Lopez Foods has recalled all cheese and other dairy products that were made at their facility, and they have temporarily stopped producing and distributing these products, and there is a ton of them. Oh. They were sold nationwide under a variety of different brands, and so, again, queso fresco and cotija cheeses.
Hmm.
Trace back to the Rizzo Lopez Foods. You should be able to track that. So, they say especially vulnerable are expectant mothers, newborn babies, ages 65 and older, and those with a weakened immune system.
Yeah, that's not something you want to, you know, it's kind of like salmonella along those same lines. You do not want to have to deal with that that infection, you know. The pastor's name,
Marlo,
Brother Marlo, same. That's where his got his origin.
Ryan Marlo,
Brother Ryan, had ended up with that major infection that caused him to have the stroke and was dead. They pronounced him dead, and precious wife saw that he was not dead, and
they were getting ready to walk down the hall to harvest, you know, his donated organs. Yeah. So food poisoning or Listeria started
dangerous.
That.
It's just dangerous. You don't want to play any games. Yeah. Cooking food is not a game.
Mm-mm.
You know, people die from that. Yeah.
So just kind of a note that very popular cheeses used a lot. A lot of folks use those. So just kind of check.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of. Yep. I was like, since 2014, 10 years.
Okay.
God bless them. Well, California, Silicon Valley, they've come up with a new public health emergency.
Okay.
They have declared loneliness a public health emergency.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. They say that loneliness has a profound impact on health, and they compare it to smoking a pack of cigarettes a day. Now, I'm going to repeat that, because when I read that, I mean, we all know that what sitting is the new smoking.
Yeah, that's
like
what
if
they
you
said.
Sit
I've heard that.
And all that.
I've
okay,
heard
so
that,
So now they're saying loneliness has comparable health impacts to that of smoking a pack of cigarettes a day. They're actually calling for the state of California to establish a position called the Minister of Loneliness.
The Minister of Loneliness.
Yep.
Okay.
And to try to help those suffering in silence to restore meaningful connections that they lost during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Now, let me back up and say we all have been very aware of the detrimental impact that the isolation played on, especially the elderly, those within care facilities that were locked down and could have no visitors, and that lack of human interaction with family members.
Mm-hmm.
And I am not negating that impact at all.
And it is statistically proven especially in married couples who have been married a long, long time, mm-hmm. that usually it's the numbers, they don't lie, mm-hmm. is that if one spouse goes, and especially for couples who've been married years and years and years, mm-hmm. that if one spouse happens to pass away, it's not long, because mm-hmm. that other spouse tends to grieve themselves because of the loneliness.
Yeah.
And that's a real factor. And so, again, I'm not, there are areas, and there, believe me, there are factors which cause this, okay? But I'm like you. I mean, we say that we live in a more connected world than we ever have been, you know, with all the things that connect us.
But it's through devices.
But it's exactly, that's what I'm saying. You know, it's kind of like the invention of the microwave, you know, fast food and microwaves. Mm-hmm. We were supposed to be able to get our food prepped faster in order to eat. Everything was faster, speed up life. Well, it didn't help matters, because no matter how fast we could fix the food, we were still wanting it faster.
It was never good.
Never was a good thing.
Yeah.
And you're right, Miss Karen, there's nothing that can replace the human touch.
And that's what they're saying in the article. That
yeah.
Science has proven through mm-hmm. data.
Yeah.
And back to something you mentioned about grieving a spouse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Please help me remember, if I remember it correctly, that there is such a thing as lonely heart syndrome.
Exactly. That's what I was, there is a real connection.
It's a medical
thing. It is a medical
thing.
Condition.
Okay.
Especially for those who are so closely acquainted. And, you know, there's a biblical reference to that. You know, when a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined unto his wife, and they two shall become one flesh. You know, whatever affects the man is supposed to affect the woman, and vice versa.
Yeah.
And, and I'll say this. I mean, I preached last Sunday with my wife sick at home. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I said it right from the pulpit. I said, you know, half of me is not here,
yeah.
because of the fact that we are one. And so the further you get on down the journey of life together, and then something happens, and that lonely heart syndrome creeps in. Mm-hmm. The loneliness is real. And we tend, but the side effect of that is that when those kind of things happen, that's where we tend to head, and we mm-hmm. tend to get more isolated because of that, because we oftentimes, I don't know about you, know as well as I do, our parents and their parents before that, they didn't share their, conversations and feelings, and, you know, they lived so far apart from their neighbors, you didn't yell across the pasture to talk about your feelings. Most of the time, you just kept them to yourself, and sadly, that's where a lot of our older population has gotten. But, again, California, I don't quite understand that location.
Public health emergency.
We've got to a public health emergency.
Yeah, and they say evidence suggests that those facing high degrees of loneliness may face consequences such as an increased risk of heart disease, dementia, substance abuse, obesity, cognitive decline, and reduced life satisfaction, and even premature death.
Yeah, yeah.
I have no doubt that loneliness does affect people.
Yeah.
I have no doubt.
But let me say this, too, right there while you're saying that. The mm-hmm. issue is when of course, it's Wednesday, so I'm starting early preaching. You know, when the Bible teaches us that we are to put on the mind of Christ, mm-hmm. to have this mind in you, the mind of Christ. And, you know, when you're left, when you're having to face those lonely periods of time, you know, the idea of having your thoughts centered on Christ, when you start isolating yourself and you put yourself in that dark place, in a dark room, and you just want to be alone and all that stuff, and you're left with your own thoughts, that is a dangerous place to be, because the devil, he is the master of playing with your mind, especially for a Christian.
Yeah.
You know, he can't have your heart and he can't have your soul. That's already been sealed. But the idea of your mind, and we know this because I've known a lot of Christians who have fallen prey to this, and sadly some have even taken their life because they reached that point of allowing that their mind to get to that point, to, you know, that lonely situation. And so, again,
well, we're, you know, we're told to guard our minds.
We are.
You know, and
You know, we gotta watch what we're doing.
Yeah.
And it's, I think it's so important. Could it have a direct correlation? Could it now? Could it have a direct correlation where the scripture says to forsake not the assembling of yourselves together?
Yeah.
As the manner of some is. Mm-hmm. That's what we're supposed to do. Yeah. You know, to come together to where you're not left alone.
Yeah.
You're not left by yourself. Because when you are by yourself, you're exactly right. You're at your weakest point.
Yeah.
Satan doesn't come after the strongest ram in the sheepfold. He comes to the weakest lamb that's on the outskirts, that's by itself, the weakest, the sickest, the loneliest, the one outside the herd.
Yeah.
And so you got to come together and stay around those that can lift you up.
Amen.
And be supportive.
And so tonight, it's church night for a lot of congregations, and tonight be a great night to get back to church if you've been out or you've never been in. Place to start.
Some of the loneliest people I've ever met in my life are the ones in nursing homes.
Yeah, breaks your heart.
It literally tears me out of my frame
to
walk down a hall and see someone sitting there in a wheelchair. And they thrive for company.
Yeah.
And when it comes time to go to church, here they come.
Yeah.
Because if nothing else, they love to see other people and other faces and to come together. The rest, you know, for the other 23 or 22 hours of the day, you know, they're by themselves. Yeah. They're sitting there in a room, and on occasion somebody will come in, and you know, a staff member or someone else will come, and but you know, that's just, it's hard. Yeah. It's hard to see that. And so we have opportunities to help these lonely hearts, if you will.
Yeah, we do.
And we need to take advantage of that. It very well may be a real problem out there in California, but we've known this problem has existed for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, and
the letters we get here that all the communication we appreciate, and it touches our heart that people would care enough to send us something, a card or a letter. But the ones that say, you know, you're my companion, otherwise I'm by myself in this house, or however it may be, we're honored to be some company to you, and trust that the Lord will bless you and will comfort you and help folks to reach out to you. So if you know somebody who lives alone, maybe make a special effort, even a telephone call.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nice to go by and see them.
But
a telephone call, reach out somehow.
Yeah,
that's exactly why we're here, Miss Karen. Yeah. And there was a article that I pulled as well, talking about how used to be with health, they evaluated your health pretty much solely by your weight and the weight chart.
Yeah, yeah.
But they say that it's way more than just how much you weigh. They say you need to get back to the basics, and they spelled out basics because it stands for brain, activity, stomach, immunity, checkups, and sleep.
That's a good one.
That's their basic acronym there. And they say if you're with your brain, if you find that you're forgetting things, or maybe you have a relative, you know, that's not quite at the place cognitively where they were before, they suggest doing brain games or puzzles. And then 150 minutes of moderate exercise a week is what they recommend.
Okay.
They say if you work a job and you sit a lot, put a reminder on your phone or something to remind you to get up and walk a little bit, because sometimes you can get, you know, so busy you forget to.
Mm-hmm.
Also your stomach, if you've got unexplained weight loss or weight gain or maybe indigestion, things like that, you need to watch. Your immunity, do you get sick more? And after COVID, I know a lot of folks who can say yes, I'm one of those. Mm. Since I had COVID, I tend to catch things where I normally was very rarely sick.
Yep, yep.
They say watch your diet and make sure you're up to date on your immunizations if you're not, if that's your thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people can't get them or choose not to. Don't avoid your checkup, because that's very important to stay on a regular schedule. And then sleep. 7 to 9 hours of sleep a night.
Okay.
That's what they say. Even if people say they can get by with less, they say restorative sleep is their word.
Mm-hmm.
You need 7 to 8 hours to have that restorative sleep. Yeah. So I know.
I don't know if I what kind of grade I would get, but I know it wouldn't be a passing one.
Yeah, I'd be. It's old me.
It's
or
one of those
amen.
Old me things.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure we all could use a little improvement in those departments for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
I agree. God's word's the place where we can
get absolutely.
Help.
In his word and in amongst God's people. That's
Amen.
How God does it. That's how he does it. That's his plan. That's his design by his word.
Yep.
You know, there's always, I find it to be true, no matter what is going on in your life, you need to have the word of God close by.
Yeah.
Okay. David thought it was so important that he prayed that God would hide the words of it in his heart.
Yep.
That when you didn't have the Bible, David didn't have a Bible. He didn't have the scriptures like you and I did. So he prayed that God would hide those words that he had learned from his father,
yep.
and his father and his father and his father in his heart so that he would have them when it come time.
Yeah.
And that's what you and I need to do. And you got to do them when you're young.
Yeah.
So when you get old, when you hit that second childhood, they'll come out.
Yeah.
And so remember the verses when you're young, read the Bible, and then whenever you're faced with those lonely times, pick it up.
Amen.
Pick it up.
Amen.
And go to reading the scripture. And I promise you, no matter where you turn to, you'll find Jesus standing in the shadow
Amen.
On every page.
That's right.
Yeah.
I've got that quote in the back of my Bible that I can't tell you which preacher said that, but you open your Bible and look for Jesus and you'll find him on every page.
Someone told me one time and said, well, I read the book of Esther and God's name's not even mentioned one time. And I said, well, sure it is. I said, he's right there on the page. I said, you know, that providentially she was chosen for such a time as that.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to understand in context, but God's everywhere all over,
That's
every
right.
page.
It's his word.
It's his word. He spoke it.
Yep.
And go read John 1:1. I promise you.
Well, and he's elevated that word higher than in his name.
It won't fail you. He'll never fail you. Go to the book.
Amen. And there you go. Be in church tonight, folks.
Yeah, you got a precursor of that. Praise God. Amen.
Be in church tonight if your church is meeting. Yeah. Well, we'll go ahead and jump into Swap Shop today for a Wednesday.
Yeah.
And let me get our countdown here. 18 days and counting.
Oh, boy.
Until Share-a-thon.
Yeah.
And looking forward to what the Lord's got planned. We just want what he wants.
Yeah.
And I want in on it.
Yeah, sure. I tell you, I say this in glory to his name. He's never failed. We're not presuming, but he's never failed. And that's how good our God is. And so, hey, come be with us if you can. We're looking forward to what God's going to do.
Praying that God would do an eternal work in hearts and lives.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, it is the time that we raise our listeners' portion of our operating budget. It's what keeps us on the air for another year.
Mm-hmm.
But greater than the financial need is we're praying for the needs of hearts and lives and asking God to meet those.
All right. Well, we've got a free piano. Somebody that needs a piano, call for details. 883-8171, 883-8171.
Here's some items for sale. They've got an old-timey wringer washing machine and an old-timey refrigerator. They also have a cast iron sink and then a camper full of monitor heaters, different sizes. You can find out more at 692-0046, 692-0046.
And we've got a bundle of free wooden pallets down here, and I mean a bunch, a variety of styles. You can pick up at Anchor Baptist Mission Warehouse, 5317 Old Hendersonville Highway. Again, they're free. If you need more information, call 708-4643.
Looking to buy some canaries or some lovebirds. Again, they're wanting to buy these at 400-4756, 400-4756.
Here's approximately 3,000 feet of new picture frame molding. It's got their various designs and different widths. Many are still in the original packaging. Wish to sell as a whole lot, shown by appointment only. 508-2718, 828-508-2718.
A 2-year-old male pygmy goat, gray and white, And they're asking $100, 553-2381, 553-2381.
Here's a sofa, love seat, and two end tables and a coffee table, all for $300. 883-8212, 883-8212.
The Little River Baptist Church is helping out the Veterans Restoration Quarters over in Asheville. They're raising funds to help purchase a new stove for the Asheville Outreach. And if you could help out, you can send a check, and in the check, make it out to Little River Baptist Church. And in the memo section, put VRQ Kitchen. And you can send that to Little River Baptist Church at 51 Little River Church Road in Penrose. That's Penrose, North Carolina, 28766. And if you need more information, call Sherwood Mackey at 877-363-4828-577-3634.
And here are some new guineas. Not new guineas. They just need a new home.
Yeah. But they're well,
I got a little
dyslexic
there. I'm sorry.
They would be new to whoever got them.
That's right. Yeah. And so here are some guineas needing a new home. 384-4447. 384-4447.
And that's our items for today. And we'll take a look. I think we've got time. It's midweek. We'll see what's going on in Carolina calendar.
All right. Let's, the folks over at the Mills River Town Council will meet on Thursday this week, February the 8th at 6:30 p.m. in the Mills River Town Hall. The public is invited to attend, and it's also accessible via electronic means.
Maple Hill Baptist Church invites you to join them next Thursday night. That's the 15th of February. 7 o'clock, they're going to have a special night of worship with the Thren family. And I promise you, you will be blessed.
Yeah, boy.
Maple Hill Baptist Church is located at 186 Holly Springs Road in Etowah. The good pastor there, Brother Dennis Landing, and the church family welcome you to join them. And if you need more information, call 685-1894.
Cedar Mountain Baptist Church is hosting a support series on grief. Coming up March the 5th through May the 28th, the Grief Share Support Group will meet in their fellowship hall on Tuesday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Come and find hope and healing after the death of a loved one. Cedar Mountain Baptist Church is located at 7765 Greenville Highway in Cedar Mountain, North Carolina. For more information, you can call 828-966-4812.
The city of Hendersonville is going to be conducting their spring bulk leaf collection March 4th through the 29th. You just put your loose leaves at the curb. Try not to put them on the sidewalk or in the road. And they shouldn't be bagged. And please don't put any tree limbs or other debris with them that could damage the collection equipment. And you don't need to call and request the pickup. This is something that they do automatically. And they say they'll pick them up every 10 to 14 days, depending on how many are put out. For questions, call the Public Works Department at 828-697-3084.
The Bible Baptist Church in Waynesville invite you to their 2024 Smoky Mountain Jubilee, coming up next Monday and Tuesday, the 12th and 13th. Services on Monday will start at 2 p.m., supper at 5:30, and evening service at 7, and then Tuesday begins with breakfast at 8:30, and services at 9:30 and will continue through the day. Monday night at 7 will feature Pastor Tony Finney, and on Tuesday night at 7 will feature Pastor Alfred Willis. And then on the morning and afternoon preachers will be called from the floor with music by the Thren family. Pastor David Reed and the church family welcome you. The church is located at 203 Bible Baptist Drive in Waynesville. You can call him at 704-648-6345 for more information.
Pastor Jeremy Queen and the Hamburg Baptist Church in Glenville would love to have you come and be a part of their Winter Jubilee that starts this Sunday morning. And it'll go through Wednesday night. Sunday morning at 11, Evangelist Mark Thren will be preaching and music by his family. Sunday evening at 6, Pastor Austin Frady and the Old Savannah Baptist Choir. Monday evening at 7, Pastor Bradley Boone and the Concord Baptist Youth Choir. Tuesday evening, Pastor Stacy Adcock of the Trinity Baptist Church out of Easley. And Wednesday at 7, Dr. Charles Nicholson of the Victory Baptist Church in Rosman. Pastor Queen and the Hamburg Church invite you to join them in old-fashioned worship. The church is located at 4673 Highway 107 North in Glenville.
And coming up next week, the Green River Baptist Church in Tuxedo, North Carolina, invite you to revival services the 12th through the 16th at 7 p.m. each night with evangelist Randy Bain. The church is located at 911 Green River Road in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Contact Pastor Seth Nichols at 828-243-2411 for more information.
The Maple Ridge Baptist Church is having a gospel singing on Sunday night, February 25th at 6 p.m. with the Ben Rochester family. The church is located at 133 Medford Branch Road in Candler. And again, everyone is welcome.
All right.
That'll grab
them all. Yep.
Well, we've got enough time, I think, to get another song on from the sisters.
Let's start with them.
Let's finish with them.
Yeah.
I love this song. I believe it's an old Dottie Rambo song.
It is.
Until He Comes.
I love it.
Until He Comes tonight.
Be in church.
Amen.
We'll see you. Bye-bye.
There'll be hilltops I'll have to climb, and rivers I'll have to cross. There'll be trials that I won't understand, but there will always be grace sufficient for me. Until He comes again. Until He comes, I will love Him, though I may not see. Take it to Calvary until He comes. There'll be times I'll feel like I'm all alone. And I'll wonder if I'll ever smile again. Oh, but I'll refuse to ever turn around. No, I ain't gonna lay my armor down. To meet me at Calvary until He comes.
and I'll take it to God.